Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to having your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about weaponizing fear. Part of that weaponization of fear is the plan as of today. The plan for the Biden administration, along with federal agents, the CDC, nurses, to come to your door, knock on your door, to make sure that you've been vaccinated. Did you know that? How are you going to respond? What are you going to do? Is that weaponizing fear? Will you be intimidated? Should you answer the questions? How should you respond? That's part of the discussion that we'll have today. Love to hear from you. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. How should the conservative, the Christian, the patriot respond when a federal agent, military uniformed agents with that, a nurse or a doctor from CDC comes to your door and says, you've not been vaccinated. You're not on our record. Are you going to be vaccinated? Can we do that now? What will you do? How will you respond? We need to understand where we're headed in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we're doing so based on the authority of the Scripture. It is very, very clear in the Scripture that the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, and we'll touch on this in the latter part of the broadcast also, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, cowardice, but of power, that's authority, and of love, and of a sound mind. The word sound mind means having a common sense, knowing what to do, understanding and wisdom from God. God gives us that understanding and wisdom and authority to make a decision without the government doing so. It ought to be God and not government in our lives today. We need to understand that we are facing a tectonic change in America, and part of that undermining and destroying our Bill of Rights, our constitutional liberties. But as we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is Scripture that's the truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, as he's speaking to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. That word continue means to constantly stay in, to dwell in, to continue in the word of God. Then you're my disciples indeed. Indeed means truly, surely. Ladies and gentlemen, a good evidence of a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ is to stay in his word. And the Scripture then gives us the assurance, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What is truth? Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. Jesus says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, if we constantly stay in the word of God, the word of truth, it's an indication of our being a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's through staying in the word, meditating in the word, dwelling on the word, that we're going to know the truth. And it's knowing the truth of the word of God that sets us free. And I believe today, more than any other time in the juncture of history, we need to be free. There ought not to be a sense of submission and slavery to government. That ought to be to God. And we're faced with that truth and that decision that needs to be made today in America. Truth is not sought for. Truth is something that's demeaned. fact, it was George Orwell, the secularist, that said so many years ago, he made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that to be absolutely factual today. I have appreciated a letter or document from former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And I believe that's truly today the fact, that death of truth. We have seen truth die in America. As a result of that, we're watching all kinds of evils come into America and being pushed by the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party that's destroying our nation, destroying the foundation. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We need to recognize the dangers that loom over us today as our foundations are being eviscerated. We are watching America become, in governmental form, the mirror image of what's happening in China and in other communist countries today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I've stuck to and clung to and repeated so many times the famous words of a 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, tell the truth, love the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's the position we need to take. That regardless of what CDC says, regardless of what Washington says, regardless of what Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, regardless of what is promulgated out of the Beltway in Washington, we even need to dig down under that and find the truth. And the truth is the Word of God. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word. It is the truth book. And I commend that to you. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you on today's broadcast as we talk about weaponizing fear. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional or the homeowner brand lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark that can identify the campus of Tools for Time. Tools for Time has a gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole, flowing at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it appears that the left, the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party, will not cease. They're not going to cease, not going to slow down on their march to destroy our Bill of Rights and to overthrow our American Constitution and our freedoms. In fact, it's Tony Perkins that says they're watching faith and freedom and family being destroyed in America today. And I'm in full agreement with that statement. Faith, freedom, and the family and the future of our great nation is at stake today. And I believe it's time that we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots today. Ladies and gentlemen, the faith and the freedom and the family values that we've had for some 245 years in America, the Biden administration now reports that about half of Americans have been vaccinated. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't sound like it is an awesome statement. But Joe Biden made the statement that by July the 4th, he was going to have, I think it was either 70 or 75% of Americans were going to be vaccinated. Well, I think the number is actually closer to 60%, about 58% or thereabouts. Different reports have said 58%, 61%, 65%, et cetera. But all of them falling short of the so-called 70 to 75% of Americans he was going to make sure vaccinated by July the 4th. And ladies and gentlemen, across America, in order to reach that artificial and capricious goal of 70 to 75% of Americans being vaccinated, we've seen state after state after state after state with differing incentives to get people vaccinated. One of the most egregious, I think, was where they offered college students advanced standing on courses, extra credit in classes, if they'd simply come back with a card or a statement showing that they've had both jabs, that is, both shots of the COVID vaccination. States offered government bonds showing if you had proof showing that you'd been vaccinated. Government bonds, $100 bonds, $200 bonds. Can you picture, imagine, ladies and gentlemen, the number of people that were fearful of getting the vaccination because of their own health, but because they needed the money, thought, well, you know, $100 bond or $200 bond is good incentive, and let me go ahead and get the vaccination. That is an inducement to receive a vaccination, a shot that's an experimental drug that's being promulgated and pushed by the federal government today. By the way, for your edification and information, ladies and gentlemen, that vaccination, that drug, that injection will not finish its trial position and trials until January of 2023. That means everybody that takes that shot today, you are the guinea pig. You're the one that's being practiced on to determine whether you live or die, to show how it responds, how you respond based on your health and background and age and other indicators of how that's going to affect you and your health. You are the guinea pig. But ladies and gentlemen, the point is that Biden has missed his mark of the 70 to 75%. Even though they'd gone through all of those things with extra credit for college students and states offering government bonds and states opening, offering free lotto tickets for those that would show that they've been vaccinated. Some states provided trips to Disney World and all kinds of free stuff, ladies and gentlemen, offered by the differing states, most of them coming out of the blue states with the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist Democrats heading up the states. And as a result of that, all kinds of incentives were offered for people to get free stuff in order to be vaccinated, if they're vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, all the while continuing to cover the true report of the number of the deaths, those that are dying as a result of the COVID vaccination. We're going to get into some of those statistics and numbers later in this broadcast today. I'm interested in hearing from you in relationship to what are you going to do when they, you know, there's the old song that was sung with the COPS programs on television a number of years ago. What are you going to do when they come for you? Well, what are you going to do when they come to vaccinate you at your door is the underlying question for this broadcast today. What are you going to do? Are you going to let them in? Are you going to answer their questions? Are you going to respond to them? Have you been vaccinated? Why haven't you been vaccinated? Can we vaccinate you here at your door? What are you going to do? How are you going to respond to that? There's a major question today, ladies and gentlemen. I'll ask it several times during the course of this broadcast. Why the push for everybody to be vaccinated? Have you thought about that? What's the motive for the federal government to coerce, to intimidate, to threaten, and to bring about an aura of fear in America in order to make sure that you're vaccinated? What's the motive? What's the reason? What's the rationale? What's the incentive? Why does the federal government want to do that? What are they doing? So the question should be asked very simply is, ladies and gentlemen, why is it that never in the history of the United States of America has the federal government appeared to be more interested in your health and my health than they are now? Why is that so? What makes it so? What is the motive behind it is what we need to ask very carefully and needs to be answered. Well, I've not heard an answer from, in fact, Dr. Fauci just recently, I believe it was as of yesterday, the day before yesterday on national television, he just basically blatantly said, get over it, get vaccinated. Have you ever heard a physician tell you that? Have you been to your doctor and your doctor say, get over it, get vaccinated, where there's a absolute intimidation in voice and in gesture for you to get vaccinated? And yet, what Dr. Fauci has not admitted to is that he was part and parcel of the manufacturing of the COVID pathogen. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Emperor Fauci, Saint Fauci, Lord Fauci, however you want to term him, call him, designate him. He is part of the generation of making, generating this pathogen. He, along with others in the Wuhan, China weaponization biochemical lab in China, the Chinese Communist Party governmental lab, they created it. Dr. Fauci funded it. Dr. Fauci was talking about it. Dr. Fauci said January of 2017, when President Trump was inaugurated, that he was going to face a pandemic. How did he know that? January of 2017. But simply because he was involved in the creation of the pathogen that's called COVID-19. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned today that there are those that claim that, yes, that you can be forced to take the vaccination. Here's an article that says, federal agency, businesses can make employees get COVID-19 vaccination. The Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the EEOC, issued new guidelines last week and said businesses can require that their employees get COVID-19 vaccination without violating any federal laws. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm surprised by that determination by a federal agency. But see, if a federal agency makes a decision, they're just going by at the behest of what the president says. So as a result of President Joe Biden's push, there's the mindset that we can just push out a statement out of our regs, out of the bureaucratic regs, regulators, and making the regulations known that it is legal, but it is not. Here's further in the article. Our federal laws, including the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, that prohibits discrimination based on disability, as well as state and local laws, may impact whether businesses can mandate their employees to get the vaccination. Employers will also have to make reasonable accommodations for workers who can't or won't get vaccinated, listen, due to religious reasons, pregnancy, or disabilities. The federal EEOC laws do not prevent, listen, do not prevent an employer from requiring all employees physically entering the workplace to be vaccinated for COVID-19. So long as employers comply with the reasonable accommodation of the ADA. Ladies and gentlemen, what this article says, it's about a 5-page article. And what they're saying is they're doing a preemptive notification to all employers in America that you in fact can force your employees to be vaccinated. There is a serious problem today, ladies and gentlemen, with that in America. It's never happened before. Here's an article that says, Biden issues a warning to Americans. Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price. What does that mean? That's intimidation. That's weaponization of fear. The danger from COVID-19, warns President Biden, is warning people who don't want to do what he wants them to do. If the unvaccinated get vaccinated, they will protect themselves and other unvaccinated people around them, Biden said to the White House on Monday. If they do not, states with low vaccination rates may see those rates go up and may see this progress reversed. That's a fear tactic. That is the weaponization of fear. One of the things that's caused the majority of people in America today to take the COVID experimental shot, jab, as they call it, is fear. Fear. Ask a person, why did they get vaccinated? Fear. And yet it's proven a proven fact and finally been admitted by the CDC that the vaccination will not prevent COVID. It cannot prevent COVID, just as a mask cannot prevent COVID. And yet there's the fear mongering, fear weaponization that's bringing about the total submission in America today. This article says if people choose not to get vaccinated, that decision is made at their own risk, and it is not anyone else's duty to protect them. They have the right to make their own decision, but they also face whatever consequences those may have, Biden said. Biden continues to advocate for forcing the vaccine on every American. He even issued a direct warning to those Americans who choose not to get vaccinated, according to this article. Ultimately, those who do not get vaccinated will end up paying the price. Well, what does that mean, Mr. President? Paying the price. What is the price that you pay if you do not get vaccinated. Since when does the federal government have the responsibility to care for my body? When, in fact, based on Roe versus Wade in 1973, supposedly a woman has the right to control her own body, that is, to control her own health factors. That was determined in 1973. It's been upheld time and time and time again across America in the courts. Now, I understand there's some cases that's gradually working their way through the U.S. Supreme Court that may or may not reverse Roe versus Wade. But as it stands today, the federal government says a woman can murder the baby in her womb. That's true. That's the term, murder. Can murder the baby in her womb because it is her choice. It is her right to make a decision about her own body. But now we have the entire entourage of the federal agencies, the federal government, the CDC, and even in the president's office that's now intimidating and weaponizing fear to try to force everyone to become vaccinated to receive the vaccine. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration has just announced, it's an announcement that I think needs to be considered by every human being. They've announced that they're going door to door to interrogate my words, to intimidate my words, to inoculate everyone that's not had the vaccination. Now, there's been a climate of fear in America for over a year now. And that fear is on a number of levels. I'm looking at a massive article, and I'll just pluck out poignant statements. One says, Biden continually perpetrates climate fear, a climate of fear. He continues to say things that cause fear. He's perpetrating fear. Here's another article, CNN staffer on hidden camera. We're focusing on climate change because fear sells. Here's another statement. Fear of the left, the most powerful force in America today. The reign of ideological terror is keeping conservatives quiet and afraid. One writer says a nation governed by fear, from voter fraud to race riots to COVID to transgenderism, today's America is ruled by intimidation, suppression, and fear. Here's another statement. Using COVID fear to divide and rule. How politicians see the coronavirus not only as an enemy, but an ally based on fear. Here's another statement. How many people has the American medical establishment killed? Who indicts it for being committed to irrationality? Fear. Making fortunes from pharmaceutical companies and keeping Americans from their normal life. Further, the article says, fear is being used to control you. And ladies and gentlemen, it is the perpetrating fear on Americans that's bringing about a total whirlwind of the items and things, rules and regulations that's being brought in under the guise of fear. And I don't think Americans are awake and watching all of the things that are taking place simultaneously out of the federal government. When we have the Domestic Terrorism Act out of the DOJ that openly admits they're going to watch everything you do and say, big tech, social media, tracing, tracking, following all that you do, with the potentiality of the federal government setting up a nationwide credit bureau, and I'll talk about that in this broadcast. It is setting up a social credit system identical to the one that's today in China to control the people by fear. That fear factor is that if you don't obey the government, you want to be able to buy, sell, trade. You won't be able to get a car. You won't be able to get a home. You won't be able to rent an apartment, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, that's in the process are being deliberated and debated and preparations to set it up in America today. And that linked with the fact now that the Biden administration is about to go door to door. Here's another article that says, Merchants of Fear. The Democrats are weaponizing anxiety, panic, terror, and fear to transform America. COVID-19 pandemic and its arbitrary and contradictory lockdown, mask and social distancing mandates, plus the relentless campaign to force everyone to be vaccinated with an experimental drug. And it goes on to talk about what is taking place with the cancel culture, the elites, the climate change fear factor. All that we see, ladies and gentlemen, today in the American system is pushing and prodding you to do what the government says based on the fear factor. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Are you operating on fear today? Well, let me remind you again of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, the scripture says, but of power, that's authority, and love, and of a sound mind. We ought to obey God and not government when it comes to these fear factors that's trying to control us. And one of the major things that I find that is concerning, bringing about consternation in my own mind, is the number of people that are bowing and bending and out of fear, submitting and surrendering morals and ethics and values and constitutional liberties in order to appease the governmental officials. Now, here's the article that we'll touch on and then get back to it further in the broadcast. The Biden administration announces door-to-door outreach teams to get Americans vaccinated. Dated July the 7th, President Joe Biden and other White House officials on Tuesday said the federal government will start targeting communities door-to-door in an outreach effort to boost COVID-19 vaccinations in America. Because millions of Americans are unvaccinated, and due to the so-called Delta COVID-19 variant that is spreading, Biden said that his administration will attempt to ramp up vaccination efforts. Let me just pause there a moment. They're trying to frighten all Americans with the so-called Delta variant of COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, from what I've heard from a brief few conservative medical scientists and physicians, they say that if you have a variant of a pathogen, it is generally weaker, not stronger, than the original pathogen. And yet they're trying to tell us that the Delta variant is going to be so much stronger than the regular initial COVID-19 that there's going to be a need for everybody to be vaccinated. They're using the fear factor. This article goes further and says, the president said that people will be knocking on doors. Listen, knocking on your doors to get help to the remaining people who aren't vaccinated. It's part of a community outreach program, he said, that is being set up as the mass vaccination sites are being phased out. We're intensifying our efforts to meet people where they are, the president said. The White House Press Secretary, Jen Psaki, said the administration's efforts will include targeted door-to-door community outreach to get the remaining Americans vaccinated. Notice, to get the remaining Americans vaccinated. The administration will first target communities with low vaccination rates, she said. The door-to-door outreach efforts will get information about vaccines to people who haven't received them yet. Further, the article says, listen, the team, the Biden administration, the teams deployed by the White House will be composed of officials from the CDC. Listen to this entourage now that will be at your door. Officials from the CDC, the Federal Emergency Management Administration, and the federal health agencies, according to President Biden. It comes as CDC Director Rochelle Walensky last week said there are still around 1,000 communities in the United States that have less than 30% vaccination coverage. They're mainly located in the Southeast and the Midwest regions, she said, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I'll repeat it before our news break. The teams deployed by the White House will be composed of officials from the CDC, the Federal Emergency Management Administration, and other federal health agencies, according to Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a top-of-the-hour news break, about 1 minute. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll continue our discussion today on weaponizing fear in America.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.